Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. Great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to the Gospel according to Mark again as we continue our way through there. And I invite you to turn through to Mark chapter 10 with me. But before I read that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this section of Mark we're about to read. We do pray that you would encourage our hearts with it, help us to see the truth of your word and to know Christ more intimately and to follow him more faithfully. Help us not to shy back from taking up our cross and following him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark chapter 10, picking up at verse 32. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem. And Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him, and spit on him, and flog him, and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise." And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to him, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them, but it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." How do the disciples get it so unbelievably wrong all the time? Have you ever noticed that? You get these monumental stuff-ups by the disciples, where maybe one, maybe two, maybe a group of them just make these most ridiculous statements that you and I look at and think to ourselves, "I never would have said that. That's outrageous." And so we picture James and John here with this outrageous request upon Jesus. And we think to ourselves, what is wrong with them? Why would they do that? Well, they do what all of us do, and that is, we avoid the cross. We always seek the path of least resistance. We remember that Jesus told his disciples that whoever would come after me must take up his cross, die to himself, deny himself, and follow me. The problem is, we don't want to take up a cross, do we? And so, interestingly, every single time Jesus talks about a cross, talks about suffering, something stupid happens. So, turn with me back to Mark chapter 9. Just at the beginning of Mark chapter 9, and at the end of Mark chapter 8, we get the first telling of his death and resurrection. So that's at Mark 8 verse 31. Jesus, we read these words, "He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." And what happens? Peter takes him aside and begins to rebuke him. and Jesus has to call him a devil. So you see that similar type of pattern? And then again, in chapter 9, verse 30, at the second telling, they went on from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to ask. And what happens? When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you discussing on the way?" But they kept silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. So Jesus in chapter 8, in chapter 9, and now in chapter 10, with fuller, more explicit words, is telling them, the pathway is the cross. The cross is the pathway to victory. It's the path of the suffering servant. And he has told them, it's the pathway for you. It's the pathway for all disciples. It's the narrow way. The broad way is what? Easy and straight and goes to destruction. But the narrow way is curvy and up and down and challenging. But it leads to life. And so here we see Jesus once more telling his disciples about the narrow way, the pathway. It says, this is the path I must take. And what's the response of James and John? They want to achieve the goal while skipping out on the pathway. You see, at the end of the day, that's what this request is. Yes, it's a request for greatness, it's a request for success, it's a request for fame, but it's all at the expense of suffering. So they say to him, "Jesus, can one of us sit on the left and one at the right?" Now, notice they're not saying, "Once we've suffered, once we've followed you, once we've sort of finished all of the work you've given us." No, it's like, "Can you just give it to us? Just give it to us." And in case you think it's only James and John, did you notice the reaction of the other disciples? They are indignant. Now, don't take that as them being upset at James and John for their bad understanding. No. They're indignant because they feel like they're missing out on some of the cake. They're like, "Wait a second. I wish I would have thought of asking that." They're indignant because they feel like they're missing out. And so Jesus corrects them. He asks James and John the question. He says to them, "Can you drink the cup and can you be baptized with the same baptism?" What's he referring to? He's referring to his suffering. He's referring to his persecution. He's referring to his death upon the cross. He's not asking them if they can drink the cup of God's wrath. They can't do that. Only Jesus Christ can do that. But he's asking them if they can share in his sufferings. And they say, "Of course we can." They have no idea what they're saying. "Of course we can." And yet, Jesus says, "Indeed you will share in the sufferings of Christ. Indeed you will take up your cross." James will be beheaded and John will be boiled alive in oil and then cast out upon Patmos, where he will see beautiful things and write them down in Revelation. And then when the other disciples complain, Jesus corrects all of them, doesn't he? What does he do? Notice those closing words. He brings them all to himself and he says to them, verse 45, "Even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." There's the pattern. Verse 43, "It shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all." What's Christ teaching them? Christ is showing them that the pathway to him, the pathway to follow, is suffering. Is dying to yourself, taking up your cross, and following Jesus Christ. That is the pathway to heaven. That is the narrow way. It's to give up all of our desires, give up all of our earthly all of our earthly lusts, all of our earthly pleasures, to drop all of it, and to lay hold upon Christ, and to follow him with a cross upon our back all the way to glory. It's to take the path of most resistance. That is the splendid calling that's been placed upon our life. But as Jesus said, it's better to cut off a hand or a foot or an eye and enter the kingdom of life blind, lame, and without a hand. And the same is still true today. Christ offers us the pathway of life. He pursues the pathway of suffering and death, and he offers it to us free of charge. All we must do is hop on the road and start walking. Will you have it? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you that there is a pathway of life freely available to us. Lord, would you help us to take our eyes off the world and have our eyes firmly fixed upon Christ, walking in his death and in his resurrection and in his sufferings, sharing and taking the cross upon ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me again. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon. God bless.